impose that on the inconvenience. However, our agenda today is in my
thoughts. We're going to look at the EDCO report, the one for the one we had a meeting with the standing committee on the standing committee on appropriation regarding the shifting of reshifting again was the reshifting of the rural household infrastructure grant to COPTA, and then we have the Northern Province oversight visit, and I believe that in the next few days we will be adopting the Eastern Cape so that we are able to meet the follow up to those promises. I would request that we get the apologies, if there are any apologies.
Alright.
Okay, thank you very much. So, this report, we want to look at it so that we confirm it, that we won't start with the appropriation, one joint session of the appropriation. We want to confirm it so that we will request the appropriation committee to give a slot just to adopt the report. So we need to adopt it jointly. But I thought it would be wiser if we just confirm it first with the portfolio committee on assessment, because it has got an implication on the work of the portfolio committee. So let's start from page one. I think on page one, the members can just confirm the attendance, their attendance on this one. What sometimes was this credit that is so far in the sky of what they call. Sorry for me.
Okay, I think I'm not okay.
Say good for the apologies. As you go. Now the then the on page two. Let us zoom to the introduction. On paragraph one, just to check what is it correctly put, so now looks like it's not by the other people. Paragraph one.
On paragraph one, if you go to the third line, we further recognized all the departments attended. I think it's better to say he further recognized all the departments attending. Attending the joint committee, yes. Attending. And then if you go down to the second long line of that paragraph. Yeah, but it's the way it's been put, that chair. He better recognize all the departments attending. You don't say all the departments attended. If you want to say that, then you've got to say he further recognized all the departments that attended. So you've got one or the other. So you can choose if you want. That attended is fine. And then the second last line in that paragraph where he speaks about the rig would be moved to the Department of Cooperative Governance, full stop, and then he emphasized that presenters should stick to the times allocated and straight to the point. I think they need to insert there various departments would be making presentations, otherwise it's not making sense. You're just going from RIG would be moved to the Department of Cooperative Governance, which are just remarks, and then he says he emphasized that presenters should stick to the times allocated. You should put in various departments would be making presentations, and then you can say he emphasized that they must, whatever, times allocated. Various departments would be making presentations, full stop. That's just an insertion between these two sentences so that the next one makes more sense. He emphasized that presenters should stick to the times allocated. Paragraph 2. Me. If we can go down to the fourth last line where it begins moved to DCOG due to underperformance. I think we need to just explain, I mean, whose underperformance are we talking about? And I suggest underperformance of the Human Settlements Department.
No.
Not a grant, okay? But it's got to be something there.
Yeah, if you look, it says the Minister of Finance during his 2012-13 budget statement indicated, indicated that the grant would be moved
And then the other one, after extensive deliberations, research, as well as consultations by the committee, and again, I think that needs to say which committee are we talking about?
But I think, yes, the chairperson was representing the human settlements portfolio committee, because the chairperson on the stand on the committee on appropriations welcomed our call, and then there was an input from the chairperson of the human settlement. So was relating to, but if you feel that you must put in the portfolio committee of human settlements, we can put it, but I think it's relevant. Honourable members, do you mean, I said at least, insert human settlements, ne?
Human settlement comments.
What?
Yeah, but it's relevant because it's under the chaplain of human settlement, what has been explained here.
Because this is the portfolio committee on human settlement that has taken a decision that we need to confer with the standing committee on appropriation. So I think, that person I was saying, we have human settlement on top. I don't know whether maybe because the human settlement on top, I think the way this is correct.
It's just in semantics. Remember, this report is a committee report. So every reference about the committee would mean human settlement, unless they said otherwise.
I'm not bothered when you say the
No, definitely. Thank you, sir.
Presentation on the rural household infrastructure grant. The first one was made by the DG of the human settlements. Can you read it here? You don't have it. Mr. Chizulu, Director General, presented a report. He reported that in May 2009, during the State of the Nation Address, President J. Zuma announced that the sanitation function would be transferred from the Department of Water Affairs to the Department of Human Settlements. However, only a portion of the sanitation function was transferred in a form of a RIP. The program was formally transferred on 1st November 2009. Staff transferred were the components dealing with basic citation and the ones on high level remained with the Department of Water Affairs. I think the staff issue, that S, I don't think that S is funded. That S, we can delete that S. Staff, yes. So anyways, RIC was a four-year program to provide specific basic sanitation to rural communities. The objective of the program was to support municipalities to address rural sanitation, rural basic sanitation backlog. An amount of 1.2 billion was allocated over a period of 4 years, a shape of 7 grants. The budget split over the MTF is 2010-11, 100 million, 2011-12, 23, 1.5 million, 2012-13, 47, 9.5 million, and 2013-14, 389 million.
I want to just suggest perhaps a clearer way of putting the budget split over the MTF is. Got that? I think it sounds better if you say the budget was split over the MTF period as follows. Because at the moment, the split over the MTF is. Does not sound right. Yeah, the MTF period is as follows.
The department appointed implementing agents and entered into a service level agreement with Water Services Authorities. Roles and responsibilities of the implementing the grant, amongst others, were to identify mechanisms of implementation, to utilize of the implementation agents, which could be NGOs, CPOs, and public entities, or managing contractors. I agree with municipalities on the scope of work to be done. I agree with municipalities on issues of operations and maintenance of infrastructure.
Yes. Mm. If I would delete to when identify or where to identify or utilize, so you can delete that I and they
should utilize implementing agents. Okay. And then I just want to go back to that previous paragraph. The department appointed implementing agents and entered ED to be added into service level agreements with Water Services Authority.
Thank you.
An amount of 1 million was allocated. An amount of 100 million was allocated for the 2010-11 financial year, which 26 municipalities in 7 provinces benefited. These provinces were Eastern Cape, Free State, Limpopo, KwaZulu-Natal, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, and Northwest. The targeted number of related improvements to CIP toilets to be conducted during the period was 11,876, from which
11,752.98% has been completed at the end of March 2012. An amount of 26 million has been rolled over from 2010-11 financial year. It was reported that the challenges experienced during the 2011-12 financial year were as follows. Procurement delays experienced since the program started in October 2010. Some water service authorities did not fully understand the nature of the Schedule 7 grant, which led to delays in signing service level agreements with the department that wanted to implement the program themselves. Excessive rainfall was experienced during December 2010 and January 2011, which caused delays. Implementing agents struggled to source building materials and to have it delivered on site, and some contractors struggled with the difficult ground conditions, that is hard rock and high water table.
No comment.
During the 2011-12 financial year, an amount of 231.5 million has been allocated to the targeted 7 provinces, of which 53 municipalities benefited. The targeted number of VIP toilets to be constructed during this period was 27,686, from which 24.89% were completed at end of May 2012. During the 2011-12 financial year, the following challenges were reported by the department. The two implementing agents, that is the Land Trust and the Independent Development Trust, could not implement the program of this scale and achieve the set outcomes. The service level agreements between the Department of and the program management support teams were not consistent with each other. The process of handling claims of implementing agents had to be restructured. The recovery plans submitted by the implementing agents were too optimistic. The ability to procure building materials from suppliers in large quantities posed a serious challenge. The scope of work approved for IDT was at high risk of not being completed by the end of 2011-12 financial year. And the December 2011, 7.98 units were reallocated from IDT and negotiated with the contract for completion.
I could just make a suggestion on that last bullet point. The December 2011, if you say, in December 2011, 7,098 units were reallocated from IDT to the Mpula Trust for completion. So, delete as negotiated with. It was allocated, reallocated from IDT to the Mpula Trust for completion.
Okay. Right.
The way forward for the department was as follows. The previous allocation to IDT has been reduced to approximately 60% of the 2012-13 budget and reallocated to Volatra. The department is in the process of allocating the approximate balance of 40% of the 2012-13 financial year budget to tender for external implementing agents. The level agreement of program management support professional services service provider will be aligned to the performance of the implementing agent, and both machinery and manual labor will be used in difficult ground conditions during the 2012-13 financial year. The point was made that funding for maintenance and operations was not catered for in the RIC, and that it therefore was the responsibility of the municipalities.
Presentation by the National Treasury. Ms. Moore reported to the Joint Committee that the proposal to transfer the grant to DCOG was not yet finalized and was still open for discussion. However, there were concerns about the performance of the grant, and there was also a need to align the grant system. Sanitation function shift to the Department of Human Settlements in 2009 was intended to provide water and sanitation. Sanitation typology is dependent on water resource availability.
The introduction of the REIT and the function has resulted in the Department of Human Settlements playing a dual responsibility of becoming an implementing department, policy-making, and oversight responsibilities. The scope of function shift was not defined in terms of the Public Service Act. There was no amendment to the Water Services Act, which defines sanitation. Advocate.
If we can just go to, first of all, at the top where we had the joint committees, it's a joint committee. It's already a joint committee, it's not committees. So just to remove the S. And then if you come down to the third last sentence there, playing a dual responsibility of becoming an implementing and policy-making department. Implementing a policy-making department. And in addition, exercising oversight responsibilities.
Implementing and policy making department.
Right. And in addition, exercising oversight responsibilities.
Right. Then, adequate sanitation. The immediate priority was to provide sanitation services to all which meet basic health and functional requirements, including the protection of the quality of both surface and underground water. Conventional waterborne sanitation in rural areas is not realistic and achievable as a result of the rural setup and the cost aligned to it. I'm not sure what that indicates. It may be something to it, but you're correct. VIP latrine is constructed to agreed standards and maintained properly, provide an appropriate and adequate basic level of sanitation service. Adequate basic provision was therefore defined as one well-constructed VIP toilet per household. Bucket systems of sanitation were not considered as adequate from either a health perspective or in terms of community accessibility. So from this presentation, because this is the gist of the presentation, the context, are we agreeing with the members that were there? That is the presentation. Okay, let me finish it so that there's another page. Okay. Government objective is to provide universal access to water and sanitation by 2014. That resulted in sanitation function shift to human settlements in 2009, of which the World Household Infrastructure Fund was created as a catalyst to support the improved delivery performance at 2010-11, the department only delivered 46% of the expected delivery. So then by 2012-11, it delivered 69% of the target. Then National Treasury will continue. Indicated that the 2010-11 Auditor General report indicated the material underspending of 38.4 million. The accounting officer did not complete and submit compliance certificate as required by Section 10A to the National Treasury. 10A of what? Sorry, National Treasury Regulations. Yes. But we have to set it. What is it? To the National Treasury in respect of the Rural Household Infrastructure Grant. The 2011-12 Auditor General report states that the material underspending of 70.2 million reported in my area, let's say reported the material understanding of 70.2. The challenges identified were as follows: internal control deficiencies relating to the grant, lack of developing and implementing adequate action plans to address the internal control deficiencies. The National Treasury Data indicated that there were three reasons to phase out, reach into the need. One, improving the alignment of the national roles of national and local government. Sanitation is a function that a local government is responsible for implementing. Ensuring the same institution was responsible for planning, construction, and ventilated, improved people access and their maintenance. And the Schedule 7 REIT had not succeeded in rapidly reducing the backlog as was originally intended. The national departments should only directly implement municipal services if municipalities were not capable of delivering these services. VIP sanitation was a technology aspect that all water services authorities should be capable of providing, especially if they use NGOs to implement this program through a Schedule 7 bank. Organized local government also support the proposal that this funding bank is directly implemented by municipalities. At the Select Committee on Appropriations hearing on the DORA, Division of Revenue Bill, that is fine. I think of in the National Legislature, Bali Pelel and then Bali Association. On the 28th February 2012, the South African Local Government Association supported the move to phase in the REIT program and to make. The IT installation required maintenance. Municipalities should fund this from the sanitation portion of their local government. This LGF, if you need to put it in full. Coordination is easier if municipalities are responsible for building and maintaining the ITs. REIT was introduced for a specific purpose and only intended to last for a limited time. For the ongoing maintenance and functionality of on-site water and sanitation, it is best that they be rolled out by municipalities that will be responsible for maintaining them. Performance of the grant has been disappointing. Incorporating the grant into media supported by municipalities, the shift takes place in the context of a significant increase in the resources available to run municipalities. It was reported that the intention was to incorporate the REIT into the MIG over the 2012 medium-term expenditure framework. In the 2012 MTEF, 402 million would be reprioritized out of the REIT to fund other government priorities, including bulk water provisions in rural areas. An amount of 274.1 million of the 2014-15 financial year that would have been allocated to the grants would instead be added to the MIG. The reallocation of the 2012 MTF would therefore be as depicted in the table below. In the 2012 MTF, 402 was reprioritized out of the REIT to fund other government priorities, including bulk water provision in rural areas. In 2014, 274.1 million that would have been allocated to REIT has been added to the mix instead. The COFTA has worked with DHS to ensure that these funds are only allocated to municipalities that would have received funding under the REIT grant due to their need for on-site services. Then Gavides told me to fund the. Then as part of its conclusion, the point was made that the envisaged incorporation of the REIT in the MIG was supported by the South African Local Government Association. So, in terms of what you want to say, if I ever condemn Mrs. Sayo from what the presentation of the National Treasure.
Okay. It is that this is transfer of the rate to municipal business. It's something which is final. Whereas they said it's not final. I don't know how you mean it is. They can really rephrase it. It seems that now it was supported by father, supported by father. As if now there were no challenge.
That is what transpired from the. We are going to
pay that. Okay. Yeah. No, I think the contents are as clear as what Treasury said these things, and they were quite disputing the figures that the department given us. So it's what they said. Whether we agree with them, it comes as the recommendations.
Thank you. Then the presentation by COSTA, Mr. Sigeti, Acting Director General, reported that some of the grants have seemed to have the same English people can see.
Seem to have the same purpose,
but very fragmented in their application. Mr. Gigi stated that he was pleased that RIG was to be transferred to the Department of COSTA as the rationale for having the RIG while there was the municipal infrastructure grant
But they are functionally still are not clear what the RIC does and what the RIC does.
Mm-hmm.
The RIC was to be transferred to DCOG. Having the RIC
Chair, I think if you just put a comma after grant, and that's all. As a rationale of having the RIC, while there was the municipal infrastructure grant, comma, was not clear.
Because then I think he wants to say something about the league. not being clear. It's not the meek that is not clear, but there is something about the meek that is not clear. So that is the functionality, the way it functions, the way it is implemented. So I'm suggesting that we have two sentences.
I think what we need to do is we just see the full stop after you call.
Yeah,
we remove the whole sentence and we say the, let me say, the relationship between Rick and Nick is not clear. That's like that. Then we remove the whole sentence.
Oh, well, what about an alcohol? It's the same now. Still able to live with the religious, what is cannabis is not clear, but not as something that possibly the negative stuff is the what is the name?
Yeah,
it's
not clear because
even the manner they are using it. You remember the that meeting. The I don't know whether it's Mark or it's one of them was saying it's Falka. Was saying it sometimes we use it for other issues that are not related. In fact, even with other provinces, for instance, Northwest is one of the provinces that has raised the issue of meat to say it is utilized, it's not utilized for bulk infrastructure by the other municipalities, but by the rest of the municipalities. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that question, but there is something that is not clear about me. And I think this is the word that we need to fit in there. You are saying, you are implying for instance that the purpose for me is not clear. Mm-hmm. For me, that is enough. Or if you say the rationale for having me is not clear.
No,
that's just me that in there. Because on our thing there's no thing, we know that not.
I want to support that, what she just said, the full stop after the D cock, tag us as, capital letter the, rationale for having the rig while there was the municipal infrastructure grant was not clear. That makes it.
I think this is I've been corrected and I agree. We use the same sentence. It makes sense according to my neighbor. I don't like that.
Okay.
That makes sense. Okay. I agree. Yeah, because it says you agree that the rig was to be transferred to the cop. And I think that we need to make a semicolon, a comma or a semicolon.
There is a comma.
And the rationale for having the rig. While there was, the municipal infrastructure grant was not clear. In other words, it is the rationale for having the rig. While at the same time you have rig, that is not clear. Okay? Personally, I've got it, I don't know about the other thing. And I agree it is correct.
Well,
but I think it's not the comma there.
Yeah, there was a comma after was not clear.
I don't have a problem with the reasoning. Perhaps it would just make more sense in, if instead of as, we say however.
However.
However, the rationale for having the rig
while there was the municipal infrastructure grant was not clear.
I know.
And they went forward. The department, Mathieu, proposed that the 2014 season baseline allocation for REIT be incorporated into MEET. It was stated that this was the appropriate solution since MEET has matured systems in place for effective spending of budgets. Must be adequate systems, not matured. They were not matured, but they are not matured. Must be adequate. I think it's adequate.
On top you say it's not clear, but it's said that would be
matured. Don't worry about confusing. they were confusing themselves that matured. When you are not confused, don't worry about them. Let's state what they said in the room. So those contradictions are going to raise the netball. Then REIT should be prioritized for the 23 district municipalities. That way, water service authorities and be identified with the highest backlog. Okay. So that is what transpired from the meeting. Okay. Then, Saga. Mr. Kolisa, Executive Director of Municipal Infrastructure Services, presented Salga's view on the grant. He admitted that there are challenges in some municipalities in respect of delivery. Some of the municipalities did not meet their original targets of providing sanitation services because of financial resources constraints, institutional capacity constraints, and also because the targets were poorly conceptualized. There was no clear problem statement that informed conceptualization of the grant, no clear policy imperative underpinning the creation of REIT as a Schedule 7 grant. SALGA recommended that the REIT be integrated into MEET since the purpose and intention of the grant were the same. The point was made that each municipality needed to be assisted in the setting up of achievable rural water and sanitation targets and to be held accountable. It was stated that sanitation policy needed to be finalized since it would assist with the following: role clarification in the sanitation value chain, funding mechanisms and approaches, and long-term sustainability of the sanitation value chain. So that was that.
Yeah.
Then the deliberations now by the committee. RC was sought on the rationale for incorporating the REIT in the MEET since the reasons stated were not convincing. For example, all government programs are implemented at a local level. The South African government has adopted an integrated planning process of which all government departments, that is national, province and local, have to align their plans for development. Therefore, this does not necessarily mean that all national or provincial functions be transferred to local government. National, okay.
Really, not necessary, necessarily. Yeah.
National and provincial departments delegate municipalities to provide certain level of services and ensure that they provide the necessary resources and support to achieve an intended objective. That's the reason why the committees do not, let's say, the reason why the committee was the joint committee. Why the joint?
I'm questioning that because that's the committee's deliberations, I suppose.
Yeah, the joint committee.
Oh, okay.
That is why the committee do not accept the reasons put forward by the three presenters.
Yes.
The National Treasury was requested to clarify the role it has played in assisting the Department of Human Settlement on the expenditure of the rig. It was also indicated that stringent conditions of the rig have affected the efficient implementation of the grant. The lack of a proper handover of the rig to the Department of Human Settlement might be the cause that led to the poor performance. The committee expressed their concern on the current capacity of the municipalities themselves in implementing an under-expenditure of the municipal infrastructure plan. The challenges facing the municipalities on service delivery, which are embedded with consistent service delivery process. Same thing applies to the Department of Water Affairs, as the quality of some toilets that were constructed were also questionable. The quality was correct. Therefore, the shift is not going to help to deliver better service. The only requirement was to strengthen the system under rural household infrastructure plan and in progress. Reference was made to the two implementing agents for the 2011 financial year, and concerns was expressed as the capacity of these agents to deliver on the risk, since one of them was involved in numerous government programs. The report was made, the point was made that capacity needed to be built within the Department of Human Settlements in order to mitigate the over-reliance on implementing agents. The committee expressed a concern at the lack of planning that was evident in the implementation of the RAIC's inception. To this end, it was suggested that the Department of Human Settlement, National Treasury, DECOC and SALGA develop a plan on how to address the challenges that were being experienced in the effective implementation or something. Of the RAIC. It was stated that the Department of Human Settlement should demonstrate its ability to spend the allocations for the RAIC. The suggested plan needed to be tabled for the committees at the proposal committee of human settlement before the end.
I don't know whether it was wise for Paul. I'm not clear your cause. When you mentioned the department, like Human Settlements, Treasury, and the Corp, but you also mentioned an entity now, which is SAGA, which was under the Corp. I don't know whether I want to make this, because SAGA, of course, is an association, but this is an entity, not a department. It is a proper person to come in and make that to the list, but it's not a department.
I think
that's not
a question.
Mm-hmm.
Because Usalga, representa in municipality. So the reason why is, I think we can delete Usalga then. But Usalga is going to be invited on that day to come before to because is a representative of the municipality. But the planning part, SALGA cannot be part of the planning because it's an oversight. It's an oversight board. In response to the suggestion, all of the presenters supported the proposal of reviewing the plan, and the point of entry for it had to take into account the IDP of the municipality. The Financial and Fiscal Commission supported the view that the grant should not be shifted from the Department of Water Affairs to other departments. Sorry. And it has to provide a holistic human settlement development approach. However, FSC raised its concerns, this is deleted, raised its concerns on the manner on which the grant was transferred, and this has resulted in difficulties to evaluate the performance outcomes of the program. Although this...
I think the committee was very clear. If you look at all these presentations, they were going around, but the committee expressed a clear view.
But we have drafted something, but you are going to work on it. The Natal Treasury should facilitate the acceleration of the entire sanitation function transfer from Department of Water Affairs to Department of Human Settlement. As the presidential, presidential proclamation and the RIC to be inclusive of the whole sanitation program of the DHS for proper planning purposes. For the balance of RIC budget for 2012-18 to 2013-14, an integrated and collaborative planning should be undertaken by the respective departments. So let's delete Salgade. The Department of Human Settlements as an anchor department should be responsible for drafting the plan and convening the meeting to discuss the plan with other departments. The DHS should fast track the drafting of legislation regulating the provision of sanitation and report progress to the people on human settlement as soon as possible.
Because these minutes are only being done now, and they will only get them, and then that, yeah, okay.
But they were there. That's not the decision on that meeting. Already. Then, issues pertaining to performance and internal process will be performed by the PC of your, on your main segment. I think that was relating to other issues that were raised in the way, under performance, and so on. Well, we are going to look at those issues. A joint session for the committee to receive a draft plan process report on RIC should be held by the end of September 2012.
They always say less is more, because the way it is to say what is the view of the commission, what needs to happen moving forward. Because the department should take control and ownership of this, and the only way is through the legislation and also through that plan. And everything else the portfolio committee will deal with. So the essence is that the whole function should remain as a presidential proclamation, and the second is the issue of the planning, and thirdly the issue of the legislation, because this whole impasse is going to be sorted out with a proper legislation that transfers the function.
And the there was no clear rule. So they agree with us, but they still say they want to they agree that even in the municipal, yes, they just want the money. So that is why we're saying, no. Let's not talk about the grant, where it does it go. Because it means all departments now, those departments of energy and so on, it means they must have the departments that are going to devolve their responsibilities to the municipalities. So it doesn't work like that, government. So we don't agree with their statement. It doesn't hold any water. So thank you very much, Honorable Miller, with this one, because it's clear now. I'm going to make these corrections and then we submit it to the chairperson of the standing committee on appropriations so that they can look at it. And then when we meet, we won't waste time. We just adopt and then we carry on with our business, they carry on with their business. Honorable Jolie?
Yeah, I also agree. But I just have to praise the committee for the proposal on fundraising. Because I think that is how the agency is being controlled. And particularly, you know, because I was just wondering when I was looking the first part about the grant being system, the municipalities, about the two standards. Mm-hmm. If we have the ability, then it is, you know, we can get to set up the standards in the matter. Why are you thinking about the situation in the area? And particularly with the municipalities that are...
The municipalities, for instance, that don't have the capacity. Some of us come from those areas and we just fear what would happen if, for instance, the grant was really left into their hands. They are just not ready at present. Maybe by 2030 they will be, but definitely not now. but then the question I wanted to ask, this is just for me and for information. Was there legislation before on sanitation, say for instance when the function was still under the Department of Water Affairs? Was there any legislation? Or shall we just start
all these departments do have the white paper, 1994 white paper, but the UDWA has reviewed their white paper in 2010-11. And the question is, why did they do it? Because this function has been transferred to... So, in NSF, there's that resistance. DWA is not willing. They are resisting that this function should be transferred. So they try by all means that... Because they should have worked together with the Department of Human Settlements when they were dealing with that, the review of the white paper. And there's another, the house sanitation, household, that has to be reviewed. So I think what we are suggesting, we have been suggesting to the department that the rural development was administering the sectional title of management as well as the registration, this register. Now, the management of sectional titles now has been transferred to human settlements. And the rural development is again, regulation, registration, this. So if there was no problem, it was so easy. They work together with the Department of Rural Development and then it was transferred to the human settlement and then it was handed over by Rural Development to say now we are handing over to human settlement, you can do whatever you want to do. That is the bill that we passed in 2011. So it was transferred from them. So everything, the rules and regulations were transferred to us. So we dealt with everything, even the rules. We dealt with the rules. So there's nothing that is difficult. So the problem is the resistance from the water affairs. They don't want and don't know why this is the agenda. But here it's not our problem. Our rule is to make sure that the president's proclamation is the directive of the president is implemented. That's it. That's the bottom line. Whether the what is going on between the parties, there's a lot that is going on between those officials. So there's a lot, but it's in a way of crack the whip. That's it. three directions.
I'm not convinced.
This one is the Northwest region. For this one, you have one of the members because the local of us is not like clean, but we find it's proper to just bring it and then we'll go and see it later on. But the content, let's talk about the content. It is quite fine. And but the on page one, it will have the that's an introduction, an objective. I don't think it's a casting stone, because the national system is a routine.
Yeah.
This is a routine. Then people must confirm the attendance there. It's very crucial that people must confirm. The apologies are in the attendance register, and because apologies appear in the attendance register. So, Kade Cooper, the master register for the year, you will see your name there, apology. Yeah, then I think there's no problem in attendance. But I'm honorable member of E2, I was in Northwest, because I'm a confirmed, I still have to get in Mpumalanga. A3 is just a summary of the visit. This one is an executive summary. I think also you need to say an executive summary. So it just takes in everything. Where it's indicated that the districts were visited and the community, I mean the delegation had an opportunity to meet with the MEC, and then they started the briefing by the MEC. They indicated that there are protests in the province as a result of the incomplete houses, of which some constructed houses are sinking due to lack of or poorly conducted geotechnical studies. Then there was an issue of trench payment that was done by the previous administration, and the contractors were serving as the implementing agents for the municipality, and then they would take the money and do not deliver as expected, and then they would disappear into thin air. So it's just that paragraph, it relates to that, and then that LLC gave rise to the blocked project for projects, and then the NEC reported that the province was no longer paying the trench payments. I think the English there, that sentence, you can correct it where we are saying the province reported that trade payments were no longer being done. I think we can put a nicer text there on our comment. And then the issue of conditional grants, which was used to rebuild the old houses instead of building new houses, and that impacted on target being met. then there's an issue of that they receive a clean audit. No. They are committed. They are committed to have a clean audit. It's a page one. Only the summarizing. I'm page three. I'm just summarizing. They are trying to clean the status of financial, of the audit, financial audit. Of which for the past years they were getting a qualified audit, and then they also confirmed that there was still a budget system in the province, more especially in formal settlements. And the other areas they were using this VIP toilet, and an amount of 57 million that was allocated for 2012 financial year was not yet used by the second quarter. We'll recall that, all of us. Then service provider was appointed for the winding down process of the Northwest Southern Corporation and was working closely with the Office of the Public Health Center. The process was challenged by the lack of asset register for corporations. The government was considering appointing a commission of inquiry to further investigate the past performance of the corporation. Then the corporation was this project was allocated an amount of 11 million to speed up the process, the winding up process. But there was a challenge because the cost seemed to be escalating. Just in general. Then there was a presentation by the Public Health Department. Then the delegation was welcomed by the MEC. MEC was present. You know, she was in good health. You know, health thing at those delivery strikes. So he assured us to be comfortable. Then he also informed the delegation that he was new in the office. Is it 7 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Can you confirm that one? Because what I understand is the temperature of the human settlement that was 7 days. The temperature was 7 days in the office. But I think it was 7 weeks. Now even I'm Dalang. Then he also highlighted the issue of service delivery protests in the province, and then indicated that most of the municipalities were still not providing relevant documents for all the purposes. Then he stated that beneficiaries in Purchase Room and Swarrenek. And in all other areas, houses are sinking due to
dolomites.
So I think they need to, because it's not the, no, you can't say beneficiaries. You can't say, you can say these are houses that are sinking. It's not beneficiaries. I think each of the beneficiary list, also you miss it, each of the beneficiary list was a problem. He raised the problem in the coordination. So there are two issues here. Then the problem was with your technical problems that were conducted in an acceptable manner. And then it's also the same story that was highlighted in the executive summary. But what is important, the MEC informed the delegation that he was terminating those old contracts, those contracts that were not performing, and appointing the credible contractors. And because they had a backlog of incomplete houses as early as 2002. And then he also informed the delegation of the challenge of the Northwest Housing Corporation. And more especially the winding up process. And they indicated that, I think this process has started a long time ago, 13 years ago, but it has not yet finalized. And there were no documents available. There was a provincial act which was not repealed, and that was regulating the corporation, and the properties were bought by individual persons and were never transferred to the owners, and there were no title deeds issued. And then we continued to inform the situation that some of those houses were sold to more than three people by unregistered estate agents, and then some individuals, there's an individual who managed to buy a township, the whole township, 2 million only, but the documents were not found. Then he continued to say the corporation had appointed hundreds of that company to sell houses for it, and the money never reached the corporation. So it's just quite a corruption. Then that's a summary of the purpose of the visit. H5, then H-O-T. The presentation. Oh, it's no longer there. The presentation informed the delegation that they were in a process of developing certain. Lost of person next also to Nasir Mkhalak is the one that you said he is a good spokesperson of. Okay.
After they came, yes, very well. But week after they came, this parliament was suspended.
So, he informed the delegation that they were in the process of developing sustainable human settlements, but there was a challenge, because they were relying on the cooperation of the municipalities to release land. And also the municipalities were expected to deliver bus services. However, they would prioritize other issues not related to human settlement delivery. And he also reported that they were proposing that the proposal of the province was that the department should be mandated. This is a proposal, colleagues. That's a proposal. Should be mandated to electrify committed state subsidy houses and claim data from ELCOM. I think this is a challenge that we all know, that those houses, they are just built and they are left there, that city, for quite a long time. ELCOM has been built for time. So, yes, it is difficult for the beneficiaries to occupy those houses in some areas, then they are exposed to vandalism. Then he indicated that the plan to deliver 13.8 units for 2011, 12, and they afforded to deliver 16.3. And for 2010-11, they underspent by 12%, and subsequently there was a rollover of 148,000.
Million, sorry.
Then an amount of 100 million of the initial voted allocation was also transferred to Marakong local municipalities due to cross-border issues, and this resulted in the grant being reduced. Then there was a disaster grant, a relief grant for rural intervention of 15.8 million. Only 15% was spent. Continues to talk to the expenditure patterns to monitor. They think they are monitoring the grant on a weekly basis, and then they have a turnaround strategy based on that turnaround master plan. Treatment achieves 100% of expenditure on the grant and rolls over funds for the financial year 2011-12. I continued to report that they developed a framework on the directive from the NIMMEC, and then that framework was to coordinate the separate department and alignment of services such as bike, place provision, rural amenities, and other communities. It's fine. But the public health department, in terms of intergovernmental relations, they were trying to enhance the principles and protocols that the site, the SRA and NSFC for an ad hoc. They have the plans with a particular focus on the grant, business plans. There should be a comma, of course. Business plan was based on a number of key, something missing the question, like the consideration of municipal, key aspects. Such a consideration of municipal integrated development land and housing chapter. Page 6, we continued to indicate that during the 2012-13 financial year, the departmental constitutional grant business plan, project list, and capital projections were developed in full consultation with the municipality. I'm sure it relates to the issue of developing housing sectors. Then in terms of informal settlements upgrading, they've established a baseline, and they've got 140 informal settlements and 76,000 temporal structures. And then an atlas has been developed, and 208 million are set aside to develop those informal settlements. In terms of rental stock, the department has a target of 20,000 units per annum. That is a price view. perhaps if one will not mind. over for a period. I think members, when you are commenting, can you take that as a comment, please? Honourable members, perhaps can you set aside this as a comment, because we need to comment on this report. Because I don't think we can they can achieve 20,000 per annum, whereas is in a 4-year period. They can't. And in terms of CRUs, they reported that they do have a residential, I mean 100 community residential units were under construction in the city of Kogwe, and they were scheduled for completion by July 2012. They continued to say, to report that in terms of the state-owned entities, they reported that the state-owned entities were known to own pieces of land and that were closer to urban centers and were under utilized. The land that was under utilized. Yeah, I think that even the state department. Then an implementation protocol was signed between the ADA and the 259 hectares of land was purchased in federal stock, and 14 million was used for purchasing that land. An amount of 25 million was set aside to purchase more land parcels. Three municipalities were assessed for level 1 accreditation. However, the National Department of Human Settlements targeted to accredit one municipality, which is Rustenburg, with regard to the implementation of finance-linked individual programs. The department reported that 124 beneficiaries have been approved, and an amount of 23,451,000 has been set aside for the program. Then the implementation protocol has been signed with National Housing Finance Corporation. Then they cited the role of the private sector in supporting the development of human settlements. They also indicated that Anglo has Impala and Anglo through fleets have supported the program for over than 1,200 employees have benefited on the program. Further engagements were being held with other mining houses such as Hennig and Ritz, honorable comment, with the view of to address challenges of the cruel informal settlements as part of informal settlements upgrading. The settlement in terms of an informal settlement upgrading. Working relationship with National Housing Finance Corporation has been established for the implementation of this program, and an amount of 24 million has been committed to the program for 2012-13. Then Impala committed to deliver 2,500 units, and such a benefit would be extended to other qualifying beneficiaries, such as the public service and etc. And they continue to report on the farm worker assistance program that as the department they do not have allocation, but the Department of Rural Development has set aside an amount of 159 committed a project for 159 million, and a portion of land has been acquired in center block to provide sustainable human settlements to some of the beneficiaries who come from the neighboring area. And in terms of the PHP, there are two projects in the province whereby Stanley Thabo was 96 and the Zubuta was 710 units. Then the indicated that the communities were beginning to establish housing cooperatives, stock sales in an endeavor to create their own schemes, their own housing schemes, this 2,000 schemes there. And jobs were created during the implementation of the program. Na? Okay, got a statement? Okay. So the health department reported that there had not been a disaster fund allocation and the Human Settlements Development Bank has been utilized to address the issue of disasters and not in the previous years because they have received it this year. So I think we need to clarify that previously, ne? In the previous year, we need to. Yes. Then they reported that they have conducted the feasibility studies on the disaster affected areas in Moinoi, Madibeng, and the 500 units were identified, and the 263 were the contract was appointed to build 263 units greater down during the 2011 and 2012 financial year, 50 houses have been built and handed over. In 2006, the contractor was appointed to build 1,000 housing units for families who were victims of national disaster in Taung. It was reported that the contractor only built one house and disappeared after receiving a trench payment of 87 million. Then, the SIU allegedly refused to furnish the provincial department with a progress report. Because the department is also subjected to the ongoing. You will recall that they were saying that they requested a report from the SIU and the SIU is refusing to give them because they are also subjected to the ongoing investigation. Then the provincial department reported that it received its disaster relief fund very late in 2011-12. We all know that. So they could not spend their allocation. But they have subsequently applied to have the funds roll over for the 2012-18. Page 8, talk about the blocked projects. They did not provide. The number of doctors was not provided, not revealed, or not provided. Instead, a number of reasons that contributed to projects being blocked were cited. So we all know the trench payment story, there's nothing else. And contractors running away with the money. Then, paragraph 2, the rectification. They informed the delegation that it was on the national competency because the national has deducted the 10%. So I think we need to make a follow up on that one, the recommendation. National should tell us about this 10%. Would everyone say by Gunnar money, what is going on with this money? Then they continued to paragraph 4, 3, they related to the sanitation that was in your mandate and is implemented by the National Department. They told us there is a bucket system in the informal segment, although it was eradicated in most areas. But in tech jobs, and open leasing, it was indicated that those were some of the areas that were having a problem. And then on the same Rural House for the Transporter program, mm-hmm. the same that is being undertaken by the National Department, where 57 million was not spent for the first quarter. And yes. Then therefore you will help as the winding down of the Northwest Corporation itself now and then cut it. Can you take us through here?
Thanks, the winding down of the West Housing Corporation. Advocate Mukhale took us through her presentation. Advocate Mukhale indicated that the process of winding down the Northwest Housing Corporation was initiated in 2009. The process was to be overseen by the Provincial Department of Human Settlements. No due diligence report was conducted. Immediately the service provider was appointed and the terms of reference were signed, which assumed its duties on the 15th of November 2010. The service provider was expected to mainly compile an asset register, prepare financial statements and audits, so the corporation legally and financially manage the revenue of the institution. The service provider was expected to wind down the process within a period of a year. Advocate Mukhale indicated that because there was no due diligence conducted, it was even more difficult because the terms of reference that were set were not enabling the service provider to achieve its mandate and because the challenges were big. The service provider was a joint venture comprising of three categories, the financial section, the legal section, and the technical section. The technical section's duty was to look for properties of the institution. They've used all the means, they've used all the means, including conducting the text of research, interacting with municipalities and communities. Because there were no records in the institution, the Department of Public Works was contacted to establish if they could have any record. Unfortunately, the information that was available was not reliable nor authentic. It was further indicated that the board of directors were dormant and the department had a duty to reinstate the board because it was the only accounting authority that could assist at the time. The staff that was with the corporation were transferred to different departments because the institution had financial problems. To date, the technical section has collected 3,000 properties classified as old stock, new stock, and vacant land. Old stock are zero related houses and were built during the Mubarakona year. Advocate Mukhale indicated that Cabinet took resolution that beneficiaries be given those houses, unlike selling them. It was also found that in the other areas that were in the then Mubarakona, some beneficiaries had deed of grant. However, the deeds given to beneficiaries were not given as full title. Beneficiaries were given perpetual condition in the title deed. The executive committee and the provincial department agreed that those deeds must be given a full status. The financial section's duty is to organize financial statements and oversee the audit process. Because there were no authentic documents, this posed the biggest challenge. Moreover, there were no assets registries. The third section is the legal section. Human settlements did not know that there was an influx of litigation matters against the corporation. A repeal bill was drafted and taken to the state law advisor, but unfortunately it could not be tabled before the legislature because it lacked full record of assets and liabilities as per the requirement. It was then put aside for a while and concentrated on cases that were that were coming forth. The cases were similar and had high amount of money that creditors were claiming against the corporation. The legal section came up with a strategy of how the cases could be dealt with, and one of the cases were a three-story building that an individual claimed that he had bought on auction. On the eve of the case being heard, the legal representative that the department had told the government that they do not have a case. But the team looked into the issue and it was discovered that the department had a wrong case. The case was continued and it was ruled in favor of the department. an amount of 22 million was saved from this outcome. That case was taken as a test for reimbursement and could be used as a reference in other cases. The challenge is that management did not adhere to regulatory frameworks. There was no compliance of procedures and of awarding tenders. The greatest challenge at the present moment for the beneficiaries that are disgruntled because the problem has been persisting for many years. Other properties were sold to five people. The other challenge is that all these properties, all these people have paid money to the corporation, but this money cannot be traced. All these people have complied with the requirements, but they cannot get titles and no security tenure with them. There is also a challenge of bogus agents going around telling people that they are acting on behalf of the corporation. An investigating team has been established with SAPS and Commercial Crimes Unit, and the case has been opened against those bogus agents. One of them was arrested and the case is still sub judice. There is no township register. The other challenge is that houses have been allocated to certain individuals and some of them have passed on. Advocate Mukhal indicated that in such cases, houses are transferred to families and they are required that they will do the administration of the estate. The service provider went to municipalities concerned and assisted with the establishment of township register. The other challenge is that other townships now fall under the jurisdiction of other provinces, but the stock in those provinces is registered under the provincial department. Housing came forth and assisted with the occupancy survey, and this is really educated to the service provider. The challenge is that when the service provider came on board, a moratorium was placed that all the assets transferred must not be affected. In the completion of asset registry, about 63,000 properties were uncovered and have already been transferred. It was discovered that other properties were fraudulently transferred and there are no records to trace all this. There are law firms that have money in their trust accounts, but this money cannot be transferred to the corporation, nor effecting transfers to beneficiaries. The provincial government has decided that former board members should not be charged with fiduciary duties so that they can also assist in resolving these challenges. Advocate Mukhali indicated that they were at a stage where they were not sure if the corporation was solvent or insolvent because there was no baseline and the assets could not be located where they were. The Office of the Foreign Protector was also assisting because of the influx of queries.
Another corner, can they confirm with this is the third section of the report that we received?
It remains a story. Now that Advocate Mukhal has been given another post in social development. So, second square one. The minute you get closer, they remove you.
Yeah.
She's now no longer, at the end of August, she was redeployed.
I don't think we played in the substance. The content we agree with. We'll work on the resolution.
There's nothing much, just the comments.
Mm.
And then the clarity, just the clarity in terms of the rewinding process as well as the finished BFC role.
Mm.
And then, so that was not much. And then they responded to that it's the same repetition, so there's nothing. Except that the provincial department reported that all projects were taken over from the municipalities, not away, taken over from the municipalities by the department, where they were only left, and were only left with the Moses Kabana Padolini, the process. And then the CRU query was also explained that 100 units were under construction. And then, yeah, there's nothing much more. Then the oversight is now on page 13. That's the Ruth Mompati. Where is the packet there? Oh, not today. Yeah. There's nothing much was in the presentation because we were not impressed. That's when we looked at the phone number, the facility. Then there was a meeting. There's something that is missing here. Oh, this is the meeting. Oh, alright. So these are meetings. Then inside with Zambel and Arma Trent. Then we held this meeting, two meetings. But then we get to receive the briefing there. It's the same trench payment story, there's nothing else. Whenever you get to a municipality, they will tell you about the trench payment. And then we went to Matosana, a local municipality. I think it's the area where they said there's no budget system. And then the mayor said, no. Hang on. We do have a budget system here. Then the project visit. On point 6, it's a recorded farmer settlement. So that's where we met with the members of the community, and they reported to us that they were being moved away from the main route. Because the personal services did not want them there. Well, of course, it's up for safety. For safety and security reasons, we wanted those people to be removed. And there was no provision of sanitation. Whereas, they call it potential. Then, we call toilets, even the VIP toilets were not there. Then we continued to the Tubula, the Tubula, the project for people with disabilities, and then people were impressed when they, but there was an issue of electricity, which was not connected, and then houses were not user friendly. Those were the observations, and it was difficult to use to utilize the facilities, especially that, because those people were physically challenged, and there were no things there. So I think that is the correct.
In addition to that, I'm very happy if I do that at the exit there, that I was fortunate to take a wheelchair.
Then 50 people housing, project, same project you visited. There was electricity, but no water, as well as the boreholes were not enough. And then the IT toilets were there. No bath or things to store in all PHP houses. And then, but the people were working in the project, but were not registered. And then there was some form of intimidation that was reported. Fine, eh? Correct? Then, Siaswane village is an area which is a tribal, which is a tribal authority area, and there was a dispute between the tribal authorities and the municipality, because in fact the municipality reported that the tribal authority was not interested that the municipality should build there, but only the council, the ward councillor, joined us. She informed us that was not the true reflection. The people... Mama, answer.
Yes.
Oh.
I propose the adoption of the report.
Thank you very much. So the issue here, the councillor confirmed that it was just in Ekoyo, the people want development there. So Mshwane, which project was this? Okay. There was no problem in the issue of water scarcity. Then disaster area, we were all there, we were seeing it. Houses are beautiful there. Cause minor defects that needed to. But there was a problem of water. Bambi, that not escape. Let a cross border project. It's about for notification. So there was nothing critical there. Then Simcom, where 257 units were constructed. Then the foundation. The contractor left the site, and when they returned, this is what they actually, what we call the return, is it a correct name, eh? Okay, correct way. Alright, so he decided to come back and complete the work. However, the SIU is investigating the issue of other transfers to other contractors. them na lady okay where is na lady local municipality oh was that SIU investigation of 8 million oh 87 million and the visit to a war in poverty project we visited the area we were all there fortunately all of us were there Hasn't Litanga, we visited at the project anti-poverty strategy. Friday, we were there where there was an illegal occupation of 405. I think we need to be specific. 405 units. It has completely worked, but unfortunately discovered that NHBRC was part of that. I can't see that Liyako. Where it was discovered NHBRC was involved in this one. I think they need to edit. And unfortunately, units were poorly constructed in quarter five. And then NHBRC has to make sure that rectification is done. Long shin when we also cut it, so it's done. So it's done. And then we interacted with the communities there, and those were protesting, and we requested that the municipality, the department, provincial department, and the medical department should work together in making sure that there is peace and those challenges are addressed. So we need to get a feedback on that one.
This one where? Honorable Doris handled.
Yeah. Landa, what do you want?
Why are you having two such repetition?
Yeah, not 24. The toilets were outside, but they don't have a problem with water. So it was surprising. So in normal standards, the important normal standards were not adhered to because the housing code is clear. Then, so where it came in, the culture room. Korea Africa was there again. And the site visit to the DK on 29 units, a head thing. Ulapo was asking an akona working in the sun, getting meeting badly. Where I know this one certain reason. Oh, no, it's not mine. This one was a women contract, woman contractor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Their work are so good.
Yeah,
they are so good. Then
the woman segment next to that project. What happened? Where did we catch that?
I think it's very crucial that you observe that. Yes, I remember. It's very crucial that you mention that. What is the way they develop? No, we will mention that. Then, that one, you missed a lot. This one is very good. Then the Sunny Way Village. Which municipality is this one? I think not only when you go back, you need to check the municipality's name. So let's put the side with the municipality's name, because it's easy for me to cross. And then the first region, Lago Mayor, which one is under control? Agency Department. Yeah, Mr. Gomez. Yes. Then, outcome of the follow-up meeting held with the main thereafter we held the meeting because we agreed that we need to have, before this report is finalized, we need to have an MEC and those affected municipalities.
The one voted
here? Yes. So, they have a couple of outcomes of that meeting.
Only tell the meeting with the province and the provincial chief, the provincial police. The objective of the meeting was made with it.
The objective of the meeting was made with the national department, the MEC, and the mayors of the following municipalities. That is, Naledi, Mafike, Mbazakhel, to brief the committee on outstanding issues. It was agreed that record communities will not be evicted anymore. The national and provincial department should facilitate the process to address the illegally occupied units, that is 545 units in a lady local minister, in a lady local municipality. The national department should present the SIU report regarding the Northwest for the alleged fraud and corruption practices. Also, the national department should report on the role of Maxima consultants with regard to the rollout of sanitation in the province and the costing thereof. The national government should also report on what plans they have to extend the sanitation service providers that will include community-based organizations and cooperatives.
Mm-hmm. The first one should read that the meeting happened here in Parliament.
Okay.
And we should say somewhere in Parliament, and then and the 405 was for Naledi, and then this one of Rekron, it was the Naledi municipality, and Mafike. Mm-hmm. Then we need to mention that, and the third bracket was this issue of the SIU report. It's in third bracket.
Yeah.
That means that those houses,
that
400, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that they don't go, the SIU doesn't come generic, it comes specific.
Yeah, you talking about the payment of the trench payment.
Yeah.
The whole province, provincial investigation.
Yeah.
Yes. So here's our issue.
Okay. Mm. But you remember we had a specific issue with that mayor of South Africa, with the SIU, that he referred the matter to the SIU to meet our help. You remember, Mr. That mayor of South Africa. No, that's it. For those houses that we need a local
to buy.
Okay.
Not Nali.
We referred it about the 8 million.
Yes, the one.
Private, yeah.
2005. I agree. I think we will deal with it when it comes to your recommendation, especially this SIU matter.
Yeah, we have
on observation, the delegation observed the following. The province was experiencing service delivery protests that were mainly due to incomplete houses, sinking houses due to poor the technical studies that were done. Even though the provincial department painted a rosy picture and good relationship between them and the National Home Builders Registration Council, there were projects that were not enrolled in some required notification. The tax payments that were made by the provincial department to municipalities and later to contractors who failed to complete projects and left them blocked. Allocated conditional grant was used to rebuild old houses instead of new houses and that impacted on targets and rent not be met. The provincial government did not utilize its allocated budgets for provision of sanitation, even though most of the informal settlements and other townships were still using market systems. And in some areas, including rural areas, people were opting for open defecation. The lack of required capacity of provincial department and its municipalities to manage the housing beneficiary and credible housing subsidy system was of concern. This meant that the housing beneficiary list could be easily manipulated and officials, as has been witnessed in many municipalities. There were reports of unruly individuals who vandalized the illegally occupied houses in order to jump the queue of the housing beneficiary list. The underspending persisted to be a common challenge for most municipalities despite the dire need for housing, sanitation and other services. There were houses that were built in isolation of social amenities such as clinics, schools, and playgrounds, and etc. Many projects were not subjected to the technical studies and were subsequently blocked, thus resulting in poorly constructed houses that require rectification. Most municipalities in the province had capacity constraints in areas of technical expertise, and these town planners, engineers, and etc. Many communities had no basic services like running water, electricity, and refuse removal. In the delivery of community residential units, the provincial department was not moving. The provincial department was moving at the snail's pace as far as reaching the target. Discrepancies in the reported figures for housing backlog and housing needs were noted. The late allocation of disaster relief fund in the 2011-12 financial year resulted in the fund not being spent.
I think the people of the rectifying remember the thing is what is that thing?
Yeah. The other group went to an area where there was a rectification program. But at the same time, very same houses were falling down.
I think we need to put that here for an addition of the opposition. Mm-hmm. And then you can fight the area, can remind us what was that area.
Understanding
that
the
first
of the group.
Recommendations. I think that's where we are not very clear on this one. We need your help here. But just to cite a few. The committee recommends that the minister, because we are recommending now, should brief the committee on the unspent funds to the rollout of sanitation in the province and plans to accelerate delivery of sanitation to address the backlog. And so that the provincial health department assists the municipal workers who are residing at the dedicated hostel in Kokomlise in formal settlements with an alternative accommodation while waiting for housing allocation process. Ensure that the national department as well as the provincial department furnish the committee with the land audit report. I think the provincial land audit report. Ensure that the provincial department provides a detailed report on the informal settlement upgrading program. Yes. Facilitate a meeting with the national department, with the MEC and mayor. I think that one we have done already. We can't. What we need to do, we need to make a follow-up on this one. Because they had to report back to us. What was the outcome? Because the MEC had to meet with the Swaz Bahen mayor in 2 weeks' time. You'll recall that. Mm-hmm. And then they have to report back. They are no longer going to evict those communities that they were on. Has the council passed the resolution? Then the issue of Naledi. One who has a follow-up, they must report back what is the current situation. Is HBRC has started to rectify the houses as well as that the recovery of it. We need the SIU to come and brief us on the recovery plans of those Then. So we are going to change this bullet to say it's a follow-up. They must brief the committee now. They have to brief the committee on the recommendations that we agreed on the 26th of July. Then as well that mining sector extends its partnership to other parts of the province and should be co-treated across the country.
Why are we doing the mining sector?
That is why I don't understand.
This one could be
private. Why can't you say private? No, let's say private sector. Because the minister should make sure that the private sector provides.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say private sector. They have to participate in the provision. We're going to formulate this for us. Participation of private sector. And so that the National Department in consultation with provincial government approached ESCOM for the installation of solar heat geyser. I think this is very crucial. Because solar, it's not much more rolled out. We wanted it to one municipality. So mobile roll out this program. Energy efficiency. Then the provincial department is sending the grants that we have been allocated access the provincial department.
Capacity.
And that's the job of causing killing the money. So just to add on that one of the SIU chapter, we are always given reports that this case has been referred to the SIU, but we don't get reports as to how many cases have been concluded. The SIU is like they are using it just to shield their corrupt tendencies. We must get reports, or the SIU must give us a report as to how many cases are they dealing with, and which cases are those, so that we can know and make follow-up as to how many have been concluded during this financial year. Because we cannot have cases that are referred to the SIU and nothing is being said about it. Thanks, Chair.
To add them, not necessarily from Northwest. The department gave us national. In fact, it's a totally specific thing. Why are we using an SIU first? Yeah, I know. We are not concerned about to do them.
Why
are they
using
them? I don't know. Yeah, I know.
Okay, I think that as a committee, we have the right to call the SIU to come to the committee and give us a full report of what they've been doing all along.
Chair, I agree. And you know, I still recall the face and the words of that mayor in Naledi in private. He's calling for action and support from us, and everything is lying in SIU hands. Yeah, and I think it must have been 2 or 3 years ago that he referred this matter to the SIU, and nothing is happening. So we have to have something where we gonna have to. Unfortunately, not much about this. The SIU is your only best bet in this. All we need to do is to hold them more accountable, and make sure that they come to us with detailed information of what they've been doing. Because apparently we've got a working relationship with them. They are somewhere in the department. So maybe if can we call them to come to us and brief us on what they've been doing lately and take us into their confidence. Because at the moment, the confidence is quite dented.
Just also a worrying tendency that we picked up in some of the projects that we saw was the fact that they are, although they're new developments, they're no sink and no bathroom situation. You know, they say it doesn't exist. Now, I know that it's possibly a water problem, but I think there needs to be some follow-up and clarity on what is expected. Because we nearly had a complete fallout with one of the developers there who was going to walk out because we were querying this. So I think we need to just get that in so that it can be followed up.
Thank you, Jefferson. I think I agree with the SIU proposal. But I'm also just concerned, I wasn't there, but the mention of the Northwest Housing Corporation, I think it's time really.
You are a member of the committee you have got right now. This is the committee report.
No, that's why I'm making a proposal, Chairperson. That the Northwest Housing Corporation, we should say something on our recommendation about the Northwest Housing Corporation. And I think it's time that this matter was really closed down. Particularly when you read the report here, it says it is delaying progress, it is delaying delivery in the Northwest. I remember this thing when I joined this committee, we're talking about Northwest Housing Corporation, and up to this day, it's still not yet closed. I think the matter must be put to rest.
Do we refer it? Do we want the progress report on the, and with a view to referring it to the SIU? Because, frankly speaking, this all is the progress won't solve this matter. It's highly, highly, highly political.
Why don't
The more she far from this and she finds the better for her. Why she opens her mouth is no longer
leave her alone.
For a while. It's my own dynamic I play as well.
Leave her alone
for a while.
What is it that you know about Manon?
What we observe is that there is a dilapidated hostel, and you'll find that the municipality was trying to hide it, but we discovered it as we were. There is a place they call hostel, but you find that this is not a hostel. It's a So what we are saying, those people are working with us, we could reach blood. So here municipality. If I don't find any for what I said is our government. They can area this case. So we said at least there is a portion of land. The department should provide a temporal location unit, because those, they were saying those people that informal settlement were expected to move to a new housing development, but we were not sure about that, because I got bad or no bad. So it's a government, really, it reflects on us as government. We talk about the central municipal have moved back to the community, and those people are very poor. So the city is not going to be a temporary resource to show that we are a caring government. That is the issue. So that the provincial department should provide, and the normal father provides himself, and then meanwhile, you can also show the process the development.
Okay, and then what are you saying
about the projects that are just left, the incomplete projects? We're saying nothing here. And the contractors?
They have to have a plan. They must brief us with a plan. We need to have a recommendation.
A plan, yeah.
They must brief us with a plan on when or at the time frame for financial unblocking of those
block projects, yeah. And the holding of contractors accountable for this.
I think that is one. It's an SIU issue. And then, yes.
Because that is what is happening there. A lot of unknown projects that are incomplete, a lot of shoddy workmanship is happening there, and it's all the contractors that are doing bad work there. We need to say something about them.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Provide amendments on the recommendations, and then we will check it before it once it goes for our code of
our can they go over the document again? Because there's quite a number of, you know, the committee can't spend time on those things, but I think incomplete sentences and all that kind of thing. So that's the start of the document. It's the same as the other document that the committee used to put.
So I am in ETC. So that is why we are saying we are going to concentrate on the checking as well as the amendment that has been made by the committee, and we send it to the committee session for editing. Yeah, but this is slow, but editing. And then before it is ETC. Thank you very much, honorable members. And that was a very, very good. Let's meet on Friday MEC for Human Settlements.
in the Western Cape will join us with a Scotland issue.
All right. Oh, God, I